Locker room chats continue. Week 4 of the high school football season. Now we get the opportunity to chat with Eric Detweiler, the head coach at Axtell. His team remains perfect, 3-0 after a big win over Rock Hill, 62-14 on a Friday night. Coach, obviously a big win for you, keeping the record perfect. What were some of the big keys for your team to get that big win against Rock Hills?
Well, you know, I thought our guys played exceptionally well. They come out and played with good enthusiasm. You know, they executed the game plan pretty good, you know, fairly well as well. And just kind of come out and got the ball rolling from the get-go. They, you know, jumped on their lead, you know, 24-0 right away, and then kind of put Rock Hills' kids' head down a little bit. And I thought our kids did a good job of just coming out and executing on, you know, most aspects of the game.
Yeah, build the big lead early and able to end the game at the half. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of your guys contributing on offense. But, you know, talk about the defense a little bit, allowing just 110 yards of offense. You know, if you can be consistent in that regard each week, then you're going to probably have success more times than not.
Rock Hills had 3 kids out from the week before that was on COVID, 3 starters. So, you know, we weren't exactly knowing what to expect when they come in, you know, because they can change their offense quite a bit with 3 kids being out. But, you know, for the most part, I thought our kids did a good job, shutting down their run game where they're predominantly a run team. And we're going to have to see other teams in the playoffs. Let's hope that, that are run oriented as well and through our districts as well, that, you know, it's a good test for us to kind of see if we could slow some of that run game down, and I thought our kids did a good job with that.
Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler joining us. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations as well. We've chopped down the first third of the season, 3-0, obviously your perfect record-wise, but just kind of taking the wins out of the equation here. Where's the biggest improvement you've seen from your team kind of right now at this point compared to maybe going into that first week one game? Where's that biggest improvement that you've seen?
Well, I think kind of our confidence level. You know, like I said, we're a pretty young team where, you know, 2 seniors, 3 juniors, where we've got freshmen and sophomores all over the field. And 2 weeks of practice before our first game, the kids are kind of maybe second-guessing themselves on, you know, who to block, where to be, defensively and that kind of such. And so I think our kids are, you know, playing more with more confidence. When you play that way, you react to the ball faster and one thing kind of helps each other out. So, I just think, you know, just more confident in ourselves and that kind of helps us, you know, react to the ball better.
Arguably the best 8-man matchup coming up in the state this week is Axtell. We'll take on Hanover. We'll break down that matchup coming up next. Continuing to talk with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, it is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations as well. Well, coach, it's an absolutely monster matchup this week. You go on the road to Hanover, 2 of the top teams in the state at the 8-man ranks, and obviously the defending 8-man D2 state champions. You know, in the preparation this week, a game of this magnitude, do you feel the energy from your team? I mean, is the preparation felt any different considering the opponent that you have this week?
I just tell our kids that, you know, we're going to have to play well to beat Hanover, you know, that they play well every game. You know, they always execute on every aspect of the game. And I think our kids have been practicing a little bit harder. You know, obviously the intensity is there for a big game, but I don't want them to be, you know, over amped up where we start making mental mistakes and that kind of stuff. So I tell our kids that, have a good week of practice, cross our T's, dot our I's, do all of our little things that, I'm kind of harping on every week that I think makes an average team good. And we've been kind of working on those aspects of our game just to, make ourselves better.
Hanover as well, they've coasted through the first 3 big wins over Pike Valley, Onega, and Blue Valley last week. It's kind of a difficult thing to ask. Well, I guess not really, but when you watch them on film, when you kind of dissect it with the coaching staff, is there any kind of, not glaring weakness, but is there kind of an aspect to their game that you kind of see on film that you think, hey, maybe we have an opportunity to exploit certain scenario?
Well, no, honestly, no, not really. They're, very well coached that, that's why it makes them state champion year after year, that, those kids don't, make those holes in that defense or offense, per se, that, have any weaknesses. So, we just need to kind of play our A game that, execute well ourselves. When you start preparing for, let's say holes in their defense, for instance, play, they probably fix that from the week before. I'm sure their coach teaches it well. And then, that kind of throws your game plan out of whack. So I just feel like we, just need to execute well ourselves and you know, focus on what we can control and go from there.
Finally, Coach, what are the expectations and keys to the game coming up this week?
Well, you know, we just need to execute on all aspects of the game. It seems like, you know, our special teams has kind of been lacking the last few weeks. I feel like we need to, you know, get a little better on that part of things if we want to be successful Friday night. And just, you know, execute, you know, minimize turnovers, and we need to tackle well. It seems like a lot of times they get a lot of cutbacks on us that ends up with scores with them because they have such phenomenal athletes over there that we need to kind of minimize that as well.
It's going to be a fun one on Friday nights. Hanover and Axtell, two of the best teams in the 8-man ranks to this point. Talking with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, Hilltop Creations as well. Appreciate the time as always, of course, and good luck on Friday against Hanover.
Yep, thank you very much.